Hey, Akron, it's Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com, born and raised here in Akron, Ohio, over by the Rubber Bowl. I help podcasters. It's what I do. If you're looking to start a podcast, go over to School of Podcasting.com and use the coupon code Akron to save 20%. Now let's start the show. This is the Akron podcast for July 26, 2021. They still do the Derby? Yeah, if you didn't know this, the Derby was last week, and they had six different winners from all over the country. So, yes, children are still strapping wheels to coffins and jumping in them and going down the street. Six racers competed. This was the 83rd All-American Soapbox Derby. You know, it's that big hill next to the ruins of the Rubber Bowl and that old scary, spooky ski lodge that's stuck up there in the woods. But basically, 129 girls and 133 boys competed. Each won $3,000 in addition to, of course, a trophy and bragging rights. Johnny from Kansas City, Missouri won the local stock category. Beating racers from West Virginia and Kentucky. Nathan of Bowling Green, Kentucky won for the super stock. Emma Roseland of Omaha, Nebraska took the local masters title. Bella Siddle of Camano Island, Washington took the top spot in the rally stock. Carlisle Murphy of Hilton, New York became a three-time victor with her win in rally super stock. Saturday's event was filled with former champions looking for repeat performances. Saleta Nichols, 16, of Federalsburg, Maryland, was one of those. As a 14-year-old, she won the local superstock division at the 2019 All-American Soapbox Derby. What's interesting about this is, as I look at this, winners of the 83rd All-American, there are nine positions in each one. There is now local stock, local super stock, local masters, rally stock, rally super stock, and rally masters, which kind of has like that everyone gets a trophy kind of vibe to it. I remember growing up going down watching the Derby with A-list celebrities, and there was one winner. It was it. There was one person that went home. You were first, second, or third, and that was it. Here's a way they can fix the Derby, by the way. Somehow get some shade. Those grandstands are out in the hot sun in the middle of July and August, and that usually doesn't end well. I was up in Peninsula enjoying the bike routes up there, the towpaths and all, and I kept seeing these signs, Preserve the Valley. .com. And there's a bunch of things where here's one. Thesis Woods is a 45-acre triangle of land owned by the city of Akron. It's adjacent to Hampton Hills mountain bike area in the Summit Metro Park. If you want the address, it's 2092 Thesis Road. And it sits above Cuyahoga Valley National Park. It contains wooded terrain, hills, a natural spring, streams, and wetlands, and the city of Akron has proposed turning this public property into a large housing development of 65 to 110 upscale homes priced up to $420,000. In response to the public outcry, the city agreed to consider conservation proposals in competition with development ones. The Western Reserve Land Conservancy, I cannot say that word, submitted a conservation proposal for the 100% conservation of Thesis Woods to the city of Akron on March, and the city of Akron has not yet responded to the proposal. If you want to have the city of Akron, like, not turn this into a bunch of rich homes, please contact your councilman. I've got a list of everybody out at AkronPodcast.com. Hey, remember when former House Speaker Larry Householder and former Public Utilities Commission of Ohio Chairman Sam Randazzo were getting bribed by First Energy? Well, after the break, we're going to hear what happened with that whole deal, and we're going to hear from the CEO of First Energy. You know where to go. AkronPodcast.com/events. What's going on?
Well, tonight, August 13th, as I record this, Machine Gun Kelly and a whole bunch of people are at First Energy Stadium. Of course, right now at the Weathervane Playhouse, The Play That Goes Wrong is playing. So you can check that out. Check their website or, again, akronpodcast.com/events. That will be going on through the month. The Steep Canyon Rangers, that is the band that backs up Steve Martin when he plays the banjo, is out at the Kent Stage. Also at the Kent Stage, August 17th, Al Stewart. August 21st, also at the Kent Stage, The Wallflowers. At Blossom on August 23rd is Korn with Evanescence. And then, I never knew this existed, you can actually go see a concert at Put-in Bay. It's called The Bash on the Bay, Brad Paisley, Jake Owen, and Blanco Brown. That's August 24th. And then at Blossom Music Center, also on August 24th, Pitbull and Iggy Azalea. For more information, go to akronpodcast.com/events.
Here is CEO Steve Straw from First Energy talking about what happened with that whole legal action of them bribing people.
I'm pleased to share that we have reached an agreement with the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Ohio to resolve the Department of Justice investigation into First Energy. This deferred prosecution agreement has been filed in federal court. As part of this agreement, the government has agreed to defer one charge against the company related to past conduct. In technical legal terms, the charge is conspiracy to commit honest services wire fraud. Deferring the charge means that if we meet the conditions of the agreement, the charge will be dismissed. First Energy will pay a penalty of $230 million, half of which will go to the United States Treasury, and half of which will be directed for the benefit of utility customers through the Ohio Development Service Agency.
And that's $115 million that I kind of want to go, where is that going exactly? Some sort of thing. But I love the fact that the legal term had the word honesty in it. And he just goes on to explain about how we are going to be honest in the future and uphold our values. Here's some more.
The company will also provide regular reports to the government to self-monitor our compliance program, as well as our internal controls and policies, building on the comprehensive compliance initiatives we've rolled out this year.
Two words that typically don't work, self-monitor.
This agreement is a result of our extensive cooperation with the investigation, as the U.S. Attorney's Office noted in the agreement.
Yeah, most people kind of play nice when you are completely busted and are guilty of sin.
This is a humbling moment for our company, and we should take this moment to recognize that this type of conduct at the highest levels in our company was wrong and unacceptable.
It's kind of weird that he mentions it was at the highest level. So does this mean at the lower levels it's okay?
We have to ensure that something like this never happens again.
And by that, he probably means getting caught.
In the agreement, the U.S. Attorney's Office recognized the substantial actions we've already taken to address this matter, including employment consequences for executives and employees who engaged in misconduct.
Meaning they got fired, but I still have my job.
Establishing a executive director position at the board level, as well as a compliance-focused board subcommittee.
And again, it's kind of sad that you have to create this position because shouldn't you be doing this already?
Hiring a new chief legal officer and a new chief ethics and compliance officer.
Because apparently who was in charge of ethics had none.
Working to establish a culture of ethics, integrity, and accountability at every level of the organization.
And again, I say, was this not around before?
And reviewing and revising political activity and lobbying and consulting policies, which will include robust disclosures about our lobbying activities.
Meaning we got to find better politicians to bribe.
All of these efforts, along with today's agreement, demonstrate that we are positioned to move forward as a stronger, integrity-bound organization.
And whatever we did to get caught, we're definitely not doing that again.
And while other proceedings related to House Bill 6 remain outstanding, resolving the DOJ investigation is an important step, and we are making meaningful progress to hold ourselves accountable and navigate this uncertain period.
We haven't put away our checkbook, and we will write probably many checks as long as the check is not bigger than the amount we earned by bribing these people.
In the meantime, we continue to take important steps to improve our internal processes and build a culture of trust.
Here's an easy step. Don't bribe politicians.
This includes working to update our employee code of conduct, strengthening our internal audit function, and conducting regular trainings and employee engagement sessions regarding compliance.
And today's training is how not to get caught bribing politicians.
We all must embrace our core values to live up to the standards of honesty and transparency that we know our stakeholders expect of us.
And here again, it's sad that they're saying, we need to be, what is it called again? Oh, that's right, honest.
As the leader of this organization, that is my personal promise to you, the First Energy team, to act with integrity and embody our core values every day in everything we do.
All right, that's enough of that. I'll put a link if you want to watch the rest of it out at AkronPodcast.com. In other news, can we please quit shooting each other? Holy cow, I took some months off because I was just depressed with all the COVID news and things like that. But one thing that's just gone bananas this year is in 2020, Akron reported 54 homicides. That's the highest amount in three decades. As recently as 2013, only 23 homicides were reported. And in 2001, Akron had only eight. And we are up to 30, and we got a lot of year left. So I don't know what we got to do to fix this, but maybe, I don't know. Can we go back to punching each other in the face or something? This is ridiculous. If you want to, out at the website, I'll have a link to a map I started creating when I first started the podcast. And this only has 12 shootings, and those are deaths, by the way. And you can see where they appear and see how close they are to your house. Hey, if you are a fan of the Civic Theater, I wanted to get you caught up on this. This is coming next month, August 15th. That's a Sunday at 2. They're basically having a community open house. It's Civic Celebration Week. And at 2:30, they'll have a free family movie. At 2:30 to 4, Wild Oscars Ice Cream Fun Day. 2 to 4 in the Grand Lobby, Matt Duddick's Found Sounds, which is basically a steel drum band. From 2 to 5 on the night stage, Dolinar, and a name I can't pronounce, Padja. But here's the thing I like. From 2 to 4:30, self-guided tours. If you ever just wanted to walk around the Civic, that's pretty cool. And all day long, roaming artists and children activities. There are free t-shirts to the first 50 guests, ticket giveaways every 15 minutes, and free stray dog hot dogs, chips, and beverages. It's called, again, Community Open House, part of Civic Celebration Week. That is Sunday, August 15th, starting at 2 p.m. I hope you've enjoyed this Kardashian-free news report. I'm Dave Jackson, and our website is AkronPodcast.com. Can you do me a favor and just tell one friend about it today? And also, if you got some money jingling around, go over to AkronPodcast.com and click on the donate button. All amounts are deeply appreciated. And remember, A is for Akron.